This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center of Knoxville, America's Bargain in Pella, Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville, and Finish Line Feeds in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Advantage Credit Union of Newton, Knoxville Raceway, Knoxville Recreation Center, and Joe Cunningham with Iowa State Investment Services. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Say goodbye to the year 2011 and hello to 2012. May we all have a healthy and prosperous new year. In the third part of a 10-part in-depth series, let's learn about some of the positive steps we can take toward better health and wealth. Today, let's talk about paying for college and go in-depth with Don Cron, Certified Public Accountant, Knoxville. Don, you're really interested in seeing that kids that want to go to college have an opportunity to do so, and that they make the right steps in preparing for that decision and trip to school, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, Bob. It's rewarding when you see the high schooler going to college and make that transition fairly smoothly, and they enjoy the school they're going to, and they're not dropping out halfway through the first year.
And in general, there's a relationship between education and income and wealth, ultimately, and health, isn't there? That in general, people that go to school tend to do better economically.
That's true. You can see that in study after study and table after table. It actually shows what a college graduate will earn over and above just a high school graduate.
All right. And so we want to get our kids in that position so that they can get that college degree and the education to allow them to pursue more opportunities.
That's right. And it's not something that should be approached at the last minute or when Sally's in the middle of her junior year in high school. You really should start thinking about it seventh and eighth grade, or maybe even before that.
Thinking about it in terms of where they'd go to school, how they're going to pay for school, how they're going to get into school, more than that, less than that, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about getting that child into the best college fit for him or her. And that involves getting them ready, getting them started to think about going to college and marketing themselves, setting themselves up, building their resume so five or six different colleges will want to have that child in their student body.
And then there might be some financial aid.
That's right. Think about it as trying to buy a car. You don't walk into the car dealership and buy the first thing that the salesman shows you at the price that he shows you. You're going to deal with it. You're going to go to two or three different dealerships maybe and see what other dealerships offer. Well, it's the same thing with the schools. The colleges have a seat to fill, and they're looking for a particular student to fill that seat, and you want to match your child to what the college needs and what, frankly, what they will pay for.
And so it's a competition among the colleges. They want the best students for them because they want the students to succeed. They want the, obviously, the income from the student, the tuition from the student, but then they want that student to be successful and spread their name as one of the great alumni of the institutions. And so they will be able to attract better and better students and grow and in the academic world and economically as well.
Yes. And if, for example, if you're going to Northwestern College up in Chicago, you need to find out, if that's your first choice, you need to find out what other schools are competing with Northwestern for your student and apply at that school too and get some competition between three or four or five different schools. And that's how you improve your chances for financial aid.
Okay, so if you have an idea about a school, what school you want to go to, you know there are other schools that would also do a good job and that are probably competing against each other.
That's right.
In the academic world and then for you.
Correct.
As long as you've done the right things. If you haven't done the right things, they don't want you, I
right.
presume.
Right, and that's where you get back to starting 7th and 8th grade, building the student's resume.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Lighton Processed Meats, Marion County Fair Association, and Marion County Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com. And find it in the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Pleasantville Clinic, Golf Cars of Iowa, Stan's Drywall of Pella, and Bretto Pizza of Oskaloosa.
I continued my conversation about planning for college with Don Cron. What do students need to do now? It's more complicated than when I went to school, I suspect.
Yes,
it's pretty easy.
I think it is. What they need to do early on is focus on academics. That's the number one thing. You know, a top 10% student is going to get a better financial aid package than a middle of the road student.
A middle of the road student might not get any financial
correct.
Aid. Correct.
Correct. Depending on the school, some will have you take the SAT, some will have you take the ACT. But the final goal is to get your score improved enough to make you more attractive to college A, B, or C.
Okay, and so that's something that you do by preparing, doing your schoolwork, doing what your teachers ask you. But then are there prep guides that help you with that too?
Yes, there are. There are prep guides all over the place that you can check out at the library or do some studying online that will walk you through different areas of that testing process.
And so they get you used to the kinds of questions that you're probably going to be asked, not the questions themselves. So you get used to thinking in the appropriate pattern.
Correct.
So they can be helpful. They can make a few points difference.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So the academic record, test results that you can work on to improve, what else is necessary?
We also tell our students to get involved in the community, get involved in some groups at school, and not only just get involved, but get yourself into some leadership positions. Like if you can be the vice president or the president of FFA, something like that, or volunteer at the Chamber of Commerce or maybe at the local food pantry, something like that. Colleges like to see students that are involved in the community.
And why is that?
They're more well-rounded in that way. They have interest outside of their own academic situation, and the colleges like to see that because they like to see well-rounded students.
So a kid just can't go to school, do a decent job, and go home and play video games?
That's right.
Nobody recognizes you for playing video games, do they?
No. Not anymore.
Well, it might help if you were going into game design, but really the college, there's nowhere that you show any kind of breadth and actually exposure to a wide variety of things if you don't reach out.
Right.
What if you have a kid that doesn't want to do any of that stuff, that's a good kid, should go to school, but doesn't want to engage in the community?
Well, too often that is a problem, but I think you know your own child better than anybody, and hopefully you've instilled in them some of those values that will open their mind and open their heart to some activity that's outside of their own academic world.
By instilling those values, you mean you're a role model.
Right.
That you are involved in the community.
Yeah.
And so if we aren't involved in the community, it's tougher for our kids to be?
That's right. I mean, it's the old saying, do as I say, not as I do. Kids learn by watching the adults around them and they'll emulate those examples. So if you're involved in church or in the community, they will pick up on that.
Might church make a difference for some schools?
Yeah. Church is a good way to be involved in outside activities. Most churches have a youth group that you can be involved with and other things within the church. Most churches have opportunities to help the less fortunate. So, all those are opportunities for the student to not only build a resume, but be a well-rounded individual and citizen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, DMAC of Newton, Extras Consignment of Pella, Fred's Muffler of Knoxville, and the Verduft Agency of Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Halo Hair and Massage of Pella, Hammer Medical Supply of Oskaloosa, the Vermeer Corporation, and DMAC of Ankeny. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about planning for college with Don Cron. Does participation in athletics help in any way?
It does, and a lot of local students go to either community colleges or Division III schools, and we'll get some financial aid for their athletic skills. But most of us realize that they're not going to use those much beyond their high school years.
Do a lot of kids from around here go on athletic scholarships? Does that help very many kids, or is that really a dream that is often unattained?
I think more often than not, it's a dream that's unattained. And they might be a very good athlete in high school, but when they get to college, there's 20 other athletes just as good or better than them, and it's kind of an eye-opener, I think, in a lot of situations.
Okay, so we don't want to count on that athletic scholarship.
Oh, I don't think it's wise to count on an athletic scholarship. Tomorrow they might break their leg or do something that would throw that whole plan upside down.
How does a kid know what school to go to? How do we know that? I mean, it's obvious we might have some preferences for local schools. People might want to go to Iowa State. They might want to go to University of Iowa. They might want to go to UNI, stay closer to home at Central or Simpson. But beyond that, do we really know much more about those schools? And do we really know even a lot about the schools that we are more familiar with?
Well, I think the college visit is the first place to start. Get a good tour of the school, and most of them will send you out with a student, a sophomore or a junior. Ask them questions like, what's college life like on campus? What do people do on the weekends? What are the professors like? Do they help you? What's the student body like? What do you like about the school? What do you dislike? And I think if you can get your child to avoid the trap of thinking they want to go to a particular school to the exclusion of all others, and if you visit two or three different campuses, you can weigh one against the other and really make an informed decision on which one might fit you the best.
Now, when I was a kid, all we had, I mean, we could go visit the schools that were closer, and then we would have the brochures that the schools would send to the guidance counselors. But now, with the internet, kids can see a lot more, can't they?
Yeah, they can see a lot more. They can learn a lot more just by logging on to the college website
and seeing what it looks like. There's some schools just look better. They have a fit that more identifies with people, don't they?
Right. And the larger the school is, generally, I think, the less personal attention the professors will pay to you. So in a way, that student has to be a little bit more driven to succeed in a school like that. So many times we see a young person going to a school just because their friends are there. but then, you know, it's easy to sleep in, it's easy to party, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle, and then pretty soon you don't like that school anymore.
Is that a positive thing or a negative thing if a bunch of your high school buddies are going to school with you, going to college?
I think it really depends on the individual. It can be positive, it can be a reinforcement, but it can also be a negative. I think it just depends on the individual situation.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Phillips Imaging of Newton, William Penn University of Oskaloosa, Lauterbach Buick GMC of Newton, and Bobzilla Bicycle Works of Oskaloosa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find it in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Public Health, Sandals Lounge of Knoxville, Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales Shackley Corp, Van Mon and Seester and Meyer CPAs of Pella, and Medicap Pharmacy of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation about planning for college with Don Cron. A lot of it's attitude, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your kids to have the attitude first that they want to go to school and then that they're going to succeed? Any advice on that?
I think it starts from the very first discussions on college. You know, set the tone early that this is going to cost a lot of money, and the first order of business is to attend classes and keep the grades up. And I think if you preach that enough, it'll sink in. And the other thing they've got to keep in mind is it's not like high school. It's going to be a lot harder than what they've experienced in high school.
They better know that from the beginning.
Right.
Should people be talking with their kids about college right from the get-go, right from when they're real little? Or is that important? Or is it something we can only start, as you say, when they're in high school?
I think the earlier you can talk about it, the better it is. If little mentions of college, going to college, and if you're expected to go to college, if that starts even in the grade school years, that makes an impression on the child.
Because if you don't talk about it, they just think they're not going to do it.
That's right. That's right.
So we need to be talking early if we think that that's important.
We need to be talking early about college, what you're going to do for a living. You study hard so you have options available to you.
Now, I know that we have listeners out there. Some of them think college is important. We want all of our kids to go to college. I have a member of my family that said, I didn't go to college and I didn't need it, and so my kid doesn't need to go to college. Does that attitude get anybody anywhere? Yeah, that's in my family. That's been said before, I'll have to admit.
It's a big world, and everybody has different opinions on topics ranging from college to politics. So you're going to have some of that, and the family just has to deal with that. Some of us probably don't have the opportunities presented to us that we're expected to go to college, that maybe a high school education and going to work in a factory is fine. And it is. But we go back to the opportunities and the standard of living that you have, the more education you have, it pays off.
Okay, so the goal is to put the kid in the position that they can make that decision. The goal isn't to channel them away from it.
I think that would be most parents' goal, yes.
Even this grumpy uncle I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hard to say about him.
You would hope that when they sit down and really think about it, that they would arrive at that conclusion.
Now, that first year at school, that can be really tough, can't it? Is there anything that parents can do to help make that first year easier?
I think if the parents are there, they let the child know that they're there supporting them. I think that's a big thing. If your student is open enough to share what's going on, in the dorm room, you know, if they're meeting new friends, how are their classes going, that kind of thing. It can be a big help to the student because they're going to be under a lot of pressure. And if they don't like their roommate or they don't like the professor that they're going to be with the next 4 years, it's going to be harder for them to stay in school. It doesn't take much to upset the apple cart when you're a freshman in college, just leaving home for the first time.
So communication is what you're saying.
Yes.
Any last words of advice for kids that are preparing for college, thinking about college, and for their parents?
The best advice I can give is to start thinking about it early. Seventh and eighth grade isn't too early. When you get to be a sophomore or a junior, start taking those prep tests, the ACT prep test, so you know what the test is like and so you can not be surprised in your senior year when you're taking it so it counts.
Thanks to Don Cron for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.